RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
It's that time again to catch up with Ivor Cummins in Dublin, Ireland. Ivor, thank you for beaming back in.
Not a bother, Paul. Great to be here. Thank you.
Can I say, because I can see you, that tank on your shirt, that's a World War II tank, is it?
Oh, yeah. I got this shirt in Bovington Tank Museum in the south of England a couple of years ago. So I'm kind of into World War II, and it's an amazing place if you're in London or south of London. It's got one of the biggest collections of tanks, even a King Tiger, the German big one.
The Panther ones, or the Panzer ones, they were pretty big too, weren't they?
I think they had, the Panther was the Tiger IV, but the Tiger, the true Tiger itself, I think was 60 plus tons, and the King Tiger was 72 tons. So I think, you know, 60 times the weight of a small car.
Yeah, coming at you. Coming at you.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose the British Army can draw on these old bits of equipment. They're short on supplies for when Russia comes at them. It's something for another day, maybe. Anyway.
Well, I think they're probably more likely to use them against anti-lockdown protesters or something like that.
In your country.
Yeah.
At the hospitals.
Yeah, it's just, I thought it was an old tweet shared by Ben Gilroy. He's kind of an activist political guy in Ireland. He was very good during COVID and this mass immigration we're suffering under. But yeah, he had this video talking about the hospitals declaring they'll need lockdowns in the sense that no visitors. And it's based on norovirus and COVID-19 in the middle of the summer. Now, norovirus is often a summer thing. A few weeks ago, I had a complete evacuation of my digestive system, and that was very likely norovirus. Maybe not, but doesn't matter. So it's a nasty bug. But they're adding COVID-19. They're saying they have lots of positive PCR. And it's just amazing in 2024, in the middle of the summer, you know, that it actually quote COVID-19, like yesterday's cold. It's madness.
Yeah, they're nuts about testing the wastewater here. And it's forever results from wastewater testing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's really sinister, because you're not even pretending. Like, if you test a person, you can pretend, and it is nonsense, of course, that you're trying to find out if they've got a certain sickness. But with wastewater, it's pure pandemic stuff. Just keep the pandemia alive. Keep it in people's heads. Keep people, like, focused on a cold. I mean, if you actually just say it for what it is, it's so absurd. Astonishing.
Yeah, we are having a wave of it, though, and many people are off work right now. These are people with multiple jabs, so they aren't working. We know that. So I'm wondering if that's happening where you are as well. I know it's a different time of the year.
Oh, no. You guys, yeah, it's our summer, effectively. So I guess you're in the winter.
Yeah,
cold.
Yeah, but
season.
It's not that cold, it's not that wintry, but everyone's been vaxxed. It should not be having a problem.
Oh, of course. Well, the vax, we know now to a point of proof, essentially, that the vaccine did almost nothing. So all of those reports that it impacted mortality and even ICU, they were all based on flawed statistical reasoning. They were counting people that were vaccinated as unvaccinated if they didn't have two shots for a week or two. So the whole thing was essentially a statistical scam. So the reality is, yeah, the COVID vaccine has essentially no relevant real-world
impact. But they keep promoting it, Ivor, and people keep going back. You know, they even kind of promote it about themselves. Oh, how many have you had? I've had four, I've had five, you know. Oh, yeah. Right, you know.
Well, exactly. It's a classic mass formation. So they got a significant proportion of the population through 24/7 propaganda that went on. By the time the vax came out, it had gone on for nearly a year. So they've hypnotized a large proportion of the population to believe all of this utter nonsense. But you got to remember, too, I mentioned in a talk in Istanbul last week, I was over there with a crew, very interesting people. But I mentioned, as I always do, that it's like the mafia. So you've got the WEF, the WHO, the UN, and all the big Rockefeller Foundation, all these people who drove this whole madness over decades. And ultimately, they gave us COVID. Thank you, guys. But it's very important that everyone gets to wet their beaks, like the mafia families.
Yep.
So big pharma get to wet their beak. They get to gorge themselves on huge revenues, and mask makers and, you know, Amazon and big box stores make billions while small businesses fail. So essentially, you can't really stop the people wetting their beak after the scam is over. So COVID's over now, essentially. But there's all your partners who fund the WF, all the corporations and big pharma and all the, they still want to keep wetting their beak. So that's what you're seeing. You're seeing the residual greed of all the corporate partners pushing the media and pushing the various politicians to keep the, you know, the feeding going at the trough.
Yeah. You said wet the beak. When you said that, I thought, yeah, they wet their beak and everyone else wets their pants or wets the bed because they're so bloody scared.
Yeah. Over a cold.
Over a cold and a tummy ache.
Yeah. And a tummy ache. I mean, I emptied out. I don't want to get gross here. It was a big one. I mean, literally did not eat anything. Didn't feel like it for over 48 hours. Completely got a biome reset, if you will.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. Well put.
And it helped me lose a good few pounds, which I was overdue to lose. So all good.
Very timely. All right. Now, is it bird flu? Because I see in Scotland, you say here, 6 months in jail or €5,000 fine, or pound fine, I'm sorry, for having a secret chicken in your on your land. Is that related to bird flu, is it?
Yes, apparently. Again, more astonishing nonsense. And, you know, remember during the war, we were talking about World War II there, you could be arrested for harboring a certain religion or a person of a certain religion. Well, here you are harboring a chicken. So, yes, even a single chicken on your allotment or in your possession without declaring it to the government and registering has attracted this year-long prison sentence and a 5,000 fine. I mean, it's just comical. But we remember Foot and Mouth, that in retrospect was a scam that came from Neil Ferguson of Imperial College, he of the COVID modelling.
Yeah.
And we've seen these things over the decades, but they're all part of the kind of medical industrial kind of pandemic business model. Right. They go around, they test, they find fragments of some nonsense disease, and then they build a narrative around it and they push it through the WHO and all the organizations. And eventually the politicians are entrained and they start making laws like this based on nonsense.
And eventually they come for the chickens. See, chickens are, I mean, we used to have chickens. You know, that's everyday common people stuff. It's a right to have a chicken. And I can just imagine them coming to the door like, where is your chicken? Take us to your chicken. I know you're hiding a chicken. You know, and they're doing heat mapping and everything, trying to find the freaking thing. Oh, it's in the coop. You should have looked there.
Oh, yeah, they have technology now. And it reminds me at the start of, when you say that, Paul, Inglourious Basterds, the Tarantino film. You know, Christoph Waltz comes in with the big pipe as the Nazi, and the people are under the floor. That's what you're talking about. But you said they're common people stuff. That's what they're coming after. They're coming after the ants, and they want them in an ant farm. And one big part of the agenda we've seen for a long time, the last couple of years has gone through the roof, is the anti-meat agenda. Because meat is health. Meat and nutritious ancestral human foods give resilience, mental acuity, and a form of strength, you know. But what they want to do is tilt us all into junk carbohydrates, high volume, corporate, again, wetting the beak. They want their corporate buddies to get a pipeline of processed food in, take away the real food, and then have a weaker, fatter, sicker population. Much easier to manage in the ant farm.
How do you sell this to the people, though? Because it does go to such a basic level of what you think your rights should be. Are people buying this? I mean, you know, imagine saying to your cellmate that you're in jail for harboring a chicken.
Yeah, that's it. And you're down a few grand.
Yeah,
you know?
He's like a murderer, you know.
Well, you could always, I suppose, you could really quickly eat the evidence, maybe, if you saw them coming. But, yeah, how are people taking it? Well, that points directly to another problem we have. And I think it was Plato said, the price men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men.
Yeah,
and this is the problem. The modern population has the head and the phone. They've got mortgages, debts. The world is now stressful and people are soft as poo. So they don't really take notice of these things because most people don't have chickens. They see the headline, right? So they're gaslit with the headline in the newspapers and they just keep moving on. So no one's standing up and, well, some people are. But most people, they don't stand for anything. They don't have principle. They don't say, hold on, this is crazy. In fact, they don't really think critically nearly as much. They don't even
I think you're right. Yeah.
It's that's like the problem.
It's like a, I don't know, some of the hole in their thinking or something that's sort of grown, you know?
Yeah, the education system is part of it. And three generations out from World War II, a friend of mine made a point the other night. We were discussing stuff like this. And he said, basically, the point that I made a couple of years ago, if you tried to pull COVID off back in the 50s or 60s, even if magically you gave those people the disadvantage of technology like phones and internet, I know you can't do that. But let's say magically they had all the technology, the people would not tolerate a COVID scam. The nature of the people back then would say, there'd be an overwhelming majority, I would say, just, what are you talking about? And they'd be looking around saying, hold on, the only people who have an issue is old folks' homes, which is sad, but this is like a flu. Don't try and tell me this is not essentially a flu. What are you doing? And it would not have been possible. So the modern population needs to start hardening itself up and thinking critically.
And people will dob people in, won't they, for having chickens?
Oh, yeah. That time will come if they're let get away with this. You will have people reporting people. Because in Northern Ireland, they brought in basically a phone line for snitches during COVID, that if someone was breaking lockdown or whatever, they gave an actual phone line to the people in, I think it was Donegal. Anyway, you know what happened? Well over 50% of calls that flooded in were not related to COVID.
Okay. So, like they were telling on them for other things, like, oh, he's left the lights on or something.
That's why a just government never promotes snitches. I mean, if someone's a whistleblower, they come forward, you deal with it confidentially, you look into it if it's a crime. But you never, the only place you promote snitches, right, is fascist, communist, or totalitarian regimes. This is time-honored, you know?
Wow. I feel sorry for the chickens being put in such a difficult position. All right. Migration pact, EU, currently being decided, involving what, UK, Rwanda, and maybe others. So what's that about?
Yeah, they're trying to get all the countries like the WHO pandemic treaty and the health regulations, which kind of was set back quite a lot. So that was great work by the freedom movements. And Eddie Hobbs in Ireland did great work on that. And he's also now publicising the migration pact. I'm not sure the precise details, but it's more of the EU drive to flood all European countries with economic migrants that are very different in culture. And that's a key point that people need to understand. This is a weaponization of poor people from other countries. They're using them as a strategic tool. And there's even published papers on this by historians in the last 10 years of forced migration as a weapon. And the weapon is they need to break down nationalism, sovereignty of individual nations, because like the WEF, like Rockefeller, like all of them, they want a world government super state kind of ant farm like China. They're really desirous of China's social credit system, etc. So coming right back, they're flooding the zone. Ireland's been flooded. We have 10 cities. We have strong armed forces brought in to beat up villagers when they move hundreds of migrants into 10 cities in their little villages in Ireland. So that's been going on. And the migration pact is just more of it. It's for the countries to sign up, or our useless puppeticians on our behalf to sign up for more of this. So in Ireland, they have an opt out, I think, based on prior law. And in these couple of days now, the government are talking about what they'll do about this. But it should, of course, go to a referendum. So there's a lot of heat building up. The comment on UK and Rwanda is UK actually, through people pressure, I guess, brought in a rule that people coming from Rwanda, economic migrants, of course, this is never to do with genuine refugees. I mean, that's the lie. It's overwhelmingly economic migrants. So Rwanda, they had a rule where they kind of just put them back in a plane or blah, blah, blah. And they offered Ireland a chance to go in with the UK and have a joint operation. And Ireland refused because they were scared of the EU. They want to just do everything the EU tells them. So now England, the Rwandans are flooding across the land border from England into Ireland.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. So literally, they brought in the law. There's a big drop in incoming immigration from Rwanda because these just and proper laws do work, you know. And what's happening basically is there's just a flood coming down over the border, as you'd expect. But our politicians could see that coming, but they don't care. They will literally flood the country like there's no tomorrow. All they care about is what the man or woman from the EU says when the phone rings, or Ursula von der Leyen. That's it. We've lost the buggers.
Yeah, you wonder what's why they're so scared. All right, couple of subjects to go, and time is always ticking. So you went to that Orlando Rebel Capitalist event, a couple of weeks ago. You told us that you were heading that way last time we chatted. How did that go?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I went over and I took an extra couple of days, and I went down to a good friend of mine, Dr. Arthur Agaston. He's kind of a famous cardiologist, exceptional guy. So we did some sessions there live with subscribers, metabolicduo.com, went through all the heart stuff. It was great to get back to that, the metabolic health, which was my passion for 10 years and still is. And then I drove up to Orlando. It was around a 4-hour drive in the turnpike. Funny enough, I saw a huge billboard on the motorway, and it showed a woman firing a machine gun, and it just said, "Shoot machine guns and come to blah, blah, blah." And I thought, yes.
Straight to the point.
Yeah, here is freedom. Free. They call it the free state, Florida, and it is amazing. They were fantastic during COVID. Tennessee, Texas, similar. So I got up and we had a great, great conference. So delighted to say I was bombed by people after my talk, because not that many of the people there actually were aware of me, because it's kind of a whole rebel capitalist crew. There weren't many aware. And the talk went down a bomb. I gave the whole Rockefeller story and the root cause of why all the stuff in the world is happening. And it was fantastic. I got interviews with really big guys. I mean, your listeners might know, but Brent Johnson, the dollar milkshake theory, financial guy.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that theory. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if he's.
Yeah. Well, the creator of that was there. Gave great talk. So I got around 6 or 7 interviews. And these are great people, because they're Americans at this conference who are for free market capitalism, freedom, you know, early American values. There's a lot of people who are very constitutionally minded. And it was fantastic.
They'd be alarmed at the state of things at the moment then in their country, maybe not in their state, but in their country.
Absolutely, because even though not that many of them knew me, after my talk and from the response to my talk, you could see it resonating massively throughout the room.
Okay. Yep.
And the questions asked again, questions about the vaccine. I'd say overwhelmingly that room was unvaccinated because they're just smart people, critical thinkers. They're the minority.
Interesting experience. And you mentioned Istanbul. You were there for a conference, what you said, last week?
Oh, right. Well, Turkey, actually, it was the same group, a kind of a private group for investment and kind of financial people who have recognized that we've got headwinds and what's going on in the world. So they set up this group. There's a few hundred in it now for people to mutually support each other in the coming years. And a big focus of theirs, because there's a lot of high net worth individuals in the group, is to get multiple residencies and multiple passports and to have Plan B countries, and also discussions on holding your assets in one jurisdiction, your income in another. So there's a lot of financial stuff, but also a big chunk of what's going on in the world, where it's going. And there were a few sessions on the freedom movements. You guys came up in the slides, as well as RFK.
Thank you.
Yeah, Pandata, panda.org, you know, together in the UK. So it's kind of like a group that seeks where can people invest and support people who are fighting against this madness, but also keep an eye on the back door and prepare if the madness starts again. Is it justified to maybe move locations? So several of these guys, including George Gammon, who runs Rebel Capitalist Live in Orlando, I mentioned, George said in April 2020, and he told us, he said, I decided that if they tried to bring in mandates, because he could see in April with, he didn't need data. He knew it was a scam. Obviously, it was a cold. And he knew it was for the vaccine, because they were all talking about the vaccine. Oh, we need a vaccine. So he knew that. So he said, right, in America, my country, which is a free country, if they bring in mandates for this craziness, I'm leaving. And he did.
Okay.
He left. Yep. He left at the end of 2020, went to Colombia, hasn't gone back since. And he skipped a huge amount of the nonsense. Now, everyone can't just run away in fairness. But, I mean, people of means can consider it, and also they can move to a place they can better help others. So it's an interesting group. Fascinating discussions.
Well, even if it's really hard financially, really tough, it's probably still worth it.
Very much so. It's just easier, obviously, for people who have companies.
Yeah,
But anyone can do it. And people need to think of their talents. And that was another big discussion there. Knowledge is the superpower of the coming decades. So, you know, knowing everything that's going on in the world gives you an edge. Building your skills and knowledge in useful things gives you an edge. So it's a lot about self-improvement, empowerment. And of course, stoicism came up a lot, as you'd imagine, with these people.
Yeah, that's kind of a good new buzzword or mindset to keep with the times.
Yeah, because I had tons of people writing to me, obviously, since 2020 on these topics. And many people, there was a sense of despair. And yeah, stoicism, if you just go through the teachings, it allows you to circumvent despair, depression, misery. You know, it's a whole different way of thinking, where you fight like hell, but you do not ponder and worry about fate. So whatever will happen, will happen. That's fate. So you just focus on what can I do? How do I control my thoughts and emotions? And it's amazingly powerful.
All right, we're up against time. Great to catch up again, Ivor, as always. And we'll talk again in about a month.
Good luck, Paul. Cheers, man. Bye now. Bye.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.